And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of September, 2024. Today is the feast day for St. John Chrysostom. John Chrysostom was an important 4th century early church father who served as Archbishop of Constantinople. He is known for his preaching and public speaking and his strong denunciation of abuse of authority by both ecclesiastical and political leaders. He was also a vegetarian who preached on the need for dietary reform within the church. Chrysostom said, "The animals we eat pursue an innocent life, while we follow after all covetousness. We follow the ways of wolves, the habits of tigers, or rather, we are worse than they. To them, nature has assigned that they should be carnivorously fed, while God has honored us with rational speech and a sense of equity, and yet we are become worse than the wild beasts." It's the birthday of the woman who said, "Eating meat is never neutral." Mary Midgley, born on this day in 1919, was a British philosopher and a senior lecturer in philosophy at Newcastle University, where she was known for her work in science, ethics, and animal rights. She wrote her first book, Beast and Man, in 1978 when she was in her late 50s, and went on to write over 15 more books, including Animals and Why They Matter, 1983, Wickedness, 1984, Evolution as a Religion, 1985, Science as Salvation, 1992, and The Ethical Primate, 1994. She was awarded honorary doctorates by Durham and Newcastle Universities. Midgley's work has been hugely influential to many philosophers and animal rights advocates. Moral philosopher Mary Midgley, in Animals and Why They Matter, called the way humans view animals as the end of the queue regard, in which even small inconveniences outweigh the worth of most animals' lives. Mary Midgley said, "In the last few decades, people's imaginations have been struck somewhat suddenly by a flood of new and fascinating information about animals. Some dim conception of splendors and miseries hitherto undreamt of the vast range of sentient life, of the richness and complexity found in even the simplest creatures, has started to penetrate even to the least imaginative. For the first time in civilized history, people who were interested in animals because they wanted to understand them rather than just to eat or yoke or shoot or stuff them have been able to advance that understanding by scientific means and to convey some of it to the inquisitive public. People are beginning to notice the biosphere." And it's the birthday of the woman who has pushed vegan fashion forward, Stella McCartney, born on this day in 1971. Daughter of Paul and Linda McCartney, Stella has never used animal skin in any of her fashion items, including her famous shoulder bags. And on this day in 2022, the Vegan Chinese Kitchen, Recipes and Modern Stories from a Thousand-Year-Old Tradition, a cookbook by Hannah Che was published. This book was the James Beard Award winner and the IACP Award winner. It was named one of the 10 best cookbooks of the year by the Washington Post and Simply Recipes. And it was named one of the best cookbooks of the year by the New York Times, Saveur, Vice, Epicurious, and the Library Journal. When Hannah Che decided to become a vegan, she worried that it would separate her from the traditions and food that her Chinese family celebrated. But that was before she learned about Zai Kai, the plant-based Chinese cuisine that emphasizes umami-rich ingredients and can be traced back over centuries to Buddhist temple kitchens. This cookbook features more than 100 fresh, plant-based, umami-packed recipes that show the range of traditional and modern Chinese vegan cuisine. And here's a prayer for today by theologian Albert Schweitzer. Dear God, protect and bless all beings that breathe. Keep all evil from them and let them sleep in peace. Amen. A Prayer for Protection by Albert Schweitzer. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that to be fully human is to be humane.